60 minutes out of every hour, 24 hours a day, starting December 8, 1941, and continuing through the duration of World War II, a corps of volunteers kept a lonely vigil, watching the skies over Baltimore. They were there to sound those two action-charged words, Baltimore Red, the signal that Baltimore was being attacked by enemy aircraft. The watchers were trained to recognize from textbook silhouettes whether the aircraft was friend or foe. Hour after hour, day after day, the spotters would peer through field glasses, looking to see the dreaded silhouette and then to breathlessly pass the word, Messerschmitt at 2 o'clock, northwest to southwest at 2,000 feet. But as the war moved on, it seemed the occasion would never come. Jim Gentry, who as a boy accompanied his father on cold Saturday mornings to take the dawn watch, he recalled, "We'd go over to the American Legion spotting tower on the Mount Pleasant golf course and through our field glasses search out the skies, which were always empty," end quote. But late in 1943 at another tower, a spotter thought he saw a squadron of German Messerschmitts bearing down on the sleeping city. Keeping cool as he was trained to do, he spoke carefully into his headset, quote, "Squadron of Messerschmitts flying due south at 2 o'clock," end quote. Within seconds, a dreaded word was flashed to the spotting towers from North Carolina to Maine, and alerted Army Defense Headquarters begged the Baltimore spotter for more, at which point the spotter seemed to hesitate. An awkward silence followed. He said, quote, "Hold it a minute. Those planes are flapping their wings. Cancel. We hear them honking. Sound the all clear," end quote. They did, marking the day in World War II when Baltimoreans were saved from taking to their air raid shelters by a flock of flapping, honking geese heading south.